Next patient is Ronald Munzberg. M is in Mary. Munzberg. Munzberg Ronald. RONALD. Date of birth is 7/6/1945. Date of visit 6/22/23. Please make copy for Shane Sampson, MD. SAMPSON. Shane is SHANE. Shane Sampson, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and lung nodules. Next paragraph. His presence illness. This is a 78-year-old male who has a past history of smoking, has had a persistent cough and sputum production as well as sleeplessness. The patient was recently sent for a chest CT on 5/24, and it showed multiple enlarged mediastinal and right hilar lymph nodes, and the right hilar node measuring up to 3.2 centimeter, and the paratracheal node measuring 1.2 centimeter. There was also a right low lobe lung nodule, 1.4 centimeter by 1.2 centimeter. Follow-up CT or a PET CT was suggested. Period. The patient has had no recent weight loss. Denies fevers, night sweats, chills, or hemoptysis. He has been coughing up thick whitish mucus and he also has some wheezing. Next paragraph, past history has included history of pneumonia times two, history for left carotid endarterectomy, prior history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, history of tonsillectomy, skin cancer removal, and a vasectomy. Also has gout and insomnia. Next, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years. Quit in 86. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to tetracycline, codeine, levaquin, Lipitor. Next paragraph, family history. Can you also add in the past history? Past history also includes vasectomy and skin cancer removal. Next, family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue and some weight loss. Yes. Cataracts and no glaucoma. He has dizzy attacks. He has urinary frequency. He denies any abdominal pains, but has heartburn and no diarrhea. He has wheezing and coughing spells. He denies any chest or jaw pain, calf muscle pain, or palpitations. No edema. No anxiety, depression. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has no seizures or headaches. He has numbness in extremities. No skin rash. Next, med list include metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, pravastatin 40 milligrams daily, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, metformin 850 milligrams BID, Ozempic daily. Albuterol inhaled 2 puff PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140/70. Pulse is 75, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 182, saturation 96. HE and D are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diffuse wheezes toward both lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Mediastinal adenopathy. And the right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. And next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT scan. Also advised to come in for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lower airways and get samples from the right lower lobe. You'll also continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDP anon, and complete PFT to be done. Follow-up visit arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Shane Sampson, MD.